Dredd and Rogalski here. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. Since it's Thursday, we're speaking with Lucrecia Renteria, Executive Director of the Mendocino Coast Clinics. Good morning, Lucrecia.
Good morning.
So today we're going to be talking about some outbreak testing you've done and some good news about some new testing equipment.
Yes, very good news. I'll start with our event on Sunday. We did some outbreak testing for the county at the Our Lady of Good Counsel Catholic Church here in Fort Bragg. We were able to swab 186 people. We had 300 test kits, so we still had more test kits, but we ran out of people by the end of the day. It was a great turnout, and we were very glad to be able to help swab people who have been in contact with the workplaces that have had some positive cases here in town. And we will have ongoing surveillance testing through the end of August. We are making appointments for people on Wednesdays and Thursdays. So if you do want to get a test and you're asymptomatic, please give us a call at 964-1251 to get on our wait list and get one of those appointments. It's a drive-through testing. You don't even have to get out of your car. Jessie has now done this well over 1,500 times, and she's just an ace at it. And then the great news, drum roll, is that Mendocino Coast Clinics has been elected to receive an Abbott machine. The Abbott ID is a piece of equipment, an instrument that will test symptomatic people and give a result in about 15 minutes.
Whoa.
So that is fantastic news. The state has allocated some of these instruments to different counties that are seeing a surge, and they contacted Dr. Doohan to provide the testing equipment. And she knew that the hospitals currently have testing equipment, all three of our hospitals here in the county. So she wanted to get one to the FQHCs and has elected to start with Mendocino Coast Clinics. So we're really excited. I should have it in hand by tomorrow, and we will, you know, have to learn how to use it and make sure that we have everything set up. But for symptomatic patients, we should be able to have your test results done in 15 minutes. We're really looking forward to using that.
And real quickly, what if people are thinking I might be symptomatic, what specifically should they be looking for? They think they maybe need to call up and get tested with this new equipment.
So all of the, there's a long assessment that can happen, but if you have even digestive issues, there have been some of those with ongoing diarrhea, loss of sense of smell or taste, body aches, headache, fever, of course, sore throat. Give us a call, get a nursing assessment, maybe have an appointment with a provider. Our providers will have to order these tests, so you do have to go through a screening to see if you really have symptoms of COVID. This particular instrument is not good for surveillance testing, so we want to make sure that we are testing folks who we have high suspicion could have the virus. It is not reliable for asymptomatic testing. So unfortunately, that doesn't bring, you know, that kind of testing capacity to us. The advantage of getting this from the state is they also allocated test cartridges. So that whole issue of supply chain, at least to start us out, is not an issue for us. And I did also want to mention that I had hoped to have some results by today's show, but I don't have any results from our outbreak testing, but I do expect them by tomorrow.
All right. Well, feel free to pass them on to us when you get them.
Wednesday and Thursday appointments available, 964-1251. This is for regular surveillance testing.
Yes.
Well, Lucrecia, a lot happening all of a sudden at the clinics on top of being busy to begin with. This is great.
Yes.
Lucrecia Renteria, the Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics, thanks very much for being with us today on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.